scary place. I knew about the holes in the desert, of course, and everywhere I looked, there could have been a hole.
Have you ever been bitten by?
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demands Maniac lie down with hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick. The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think you got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you're tuning into the greatest internet radio show ever. You're tuning into Spankwagon Radio. Now, you know, I'm one of these types of people. I guess I take my job in radio very, very seriously, because I don't think I missed, you know, I mean, I've missed shows, I won't lie to you, I'm not gonna wax on that I'm, you know, I'm a perfect person and I've never missed a show, but, you know, get a call last night, Smack ain't coming in, Murphy, so we're doing not really a show not show, I've got a replacement, but we'll get them mic'd up here in a little bit. Someone that is really cool and really, really willing to help out and fill in that void that's created, because I really don't want to run a show not show 2 weeks or two times in a year. I really don't like that. All right, so just want to point out, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. Just got to cover a few things real quick before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of the show. We have several ways that you can play along with Spankwagon Radio. One of the coolest ways, of course, is our IRC chat room. If you don't know what that is, that's okay. I even made it simpler for you. If you go to spankwagon.net, look on the left-hand side under Spankwagon Radio, a little subheading called Communicate. Click on that Cam and Chat link. That'll actually open up a nice little Java applet where you can look at me or whatever I have up on the cam, little, you know, screens or whatnot. But you will also be able to chat. Not just with me, because you see, chatting with the host is boring as fuck. Unless you're little Timmy. We know you're out there, little Timmy. But chatting with the host is boring as all hell. No. Chatting with other listeners, that's where the action's at. As a matter of fact, it's because of that interaction with other listeners that we've had people hook up and start dating. I shit you not. So for everyone out there, and I see you're listening, I know you're out there through all the different live syndicates, through this internet thingy, this wonderful protocol lets us connect to each other. You can, chat with us. There's also a phone line. Actually, I'll even open up the phone lines right now. If you want to call in to Spank Wagon Radio anytime tonight during the live show, it's 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-587-6257. And if you're really inclined to pay a long-distance bill or you live in Las Vegas itself, it's area code 702-383-8120. So, all I got to say is that we need more people to join that chat room. It makes the show go by a hell of a lot smoother. It's much better that way, too. And I'm trying to look at the clock here. Well, you know, I think I got an idea. Why don't I go ahead? It's going to take me a second to get my help tonight mic'd up and wired up. So why don't I go ahead and I'm going to, you know, load up a nice little song, something you can enjoy while we're doing this. So hold on just a second.
Give me a big ugly G, boys. Yeah, rednecks were in caves, banging sticks together. They was drinking homemade wine made out of elephant testicles and shit. There was the original redneck back in the caveman Cro-Magnon big dick days. Today, everybody had a big dick. All women had motors in their pussies. Nobody had a job. It was a glorious time on the planet Earth. Are you ready to hear my sideways super psycho girth? I am ready to shout Bama Lama down in Alabama. Are you ready, boys?
Yeah!
Oh! Yeah!
We're full of litter, less than skinner when the moonshine still exploded. Thought I fired the guns and it started to run and everybody reloaded.
Then I got in the truck to go get drunk. Jingles and cans of hot beer.
Went out of nowhere, there stood a bear.
All right, I think we've got him. Could my co-host say hello?
Hello, what's up?
Oh my God, that sounds beautiful.
Does it now?
Oh my God, how's the delay?
The delay's not too bad. I can hear myself every once in a while popping up in the background, but otherwise I'm doing pretty good.
How the fuck can you hear yourself? Everything's headphoned here.
I know, I've got my headphones on here in the SUV as well.
Oh
my
God.
I have now created the first mobile studio.
You know, that is true. That is, we have talked about this for years.
Yes, we did.
You're down in fucking Texas. You're in, this is classic. You know what you're in? You're in the Spank Wagon Satellite Studio.
Yes, that's right.
We've had Studio A, Studio B. We've had, you know, we're in the LV Rock Studios now, but now you are the official Spank Wagon Satellite Studio. You sound great, dude.
Thanks.
Fucking great.
Other than just hearing my voice in the background a little bit there, the delay's not too bad, but it's something I can go ahead and put up with.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are tuning in, as I said a little bit ago, you know, Murphy's not in tonight, and because I have a lot of training because of the person on the other end here, I have a lot of disaster recovery training, so to speak. So what we're doing tonight, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you, he's known as the Buck 50 Sugar Daddy. He's known as the Quadraphonic Ayatollah. He's Claude Balls.
That's right. I am back like a vertebrae.
Nice, nice. You're coming in really good here. Now, what we're doing, actually, we'll kind of tell people what we're doing here. I had this idea, and I've been wanting to do this for a few weeks, but I haven't had a motivation until this morning. I really didn't have much motivation until this morning. But what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is Claude Balls is joining us again over stolen bandwidth in Texas.
Yes.
Via Skype.
Yes. Skype is a very wonderful program. I'm glad that you found this.
Me too, actually. Let me give a little bit of details. Actually, I didn't really necessarily find it. I've been hearing about it for a long time. But I played with it for the first time a few weeks ago with Virtual One, one of our frequent listeners and a good friend of mine. And I realized how clean and how good that audio sounds. Like right now, I know you're not on a good mic. You're on the built-in Apple mic, but that's okay.
I'm on the built-in Apple mic on a PowerBook, yes.
So what I did is I've been playing with Skype, and I'm like, you know, there has to be something I can use this for. Because would you quit flapping your hands?
Sorry.
Thank you. I can hear that shit. That's how good your audio is. I know how excited you are. I can hear the excitement that this is working.
This is the dream that's come true. You know
this is
I mean?
The first time something we've planned like this has worked.
On the first shot.
On the first fucking shot. I'm waiting now for like a fire or an earthquake. Or
well,
here in Vegas, maybe a flood.
I can tell you right now, there is a bit of sacrifice on my part. And the reason being is I'm outside and I'm stealing bandwidth. I'm in the Ford. But unfortunately, for me to steal proper bandwidth, I'm sitting out here in the cold with my windows down, parked crooked for a better line of sight to get a stronger signal.
Well, you know what? You've got your hoodie sweatshirt on. You're comfortable.
Yes.
And you're on the show.
Yes, I am. It's good to be back.
And you sound, I mean, other than the fact that, you know, the microphone quality, I think we could have fooled people. If it was a better microphone, we could have fooled them into thinking you're here.
You know what? We absolutely could. And first paycheck, because I'm finally employed again. Yeah, we'll be getting a better mic for
that. Get yourself an eyesight.
Ooh.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Those microphones.
That's a ways off. I got to get an apartment first.
That's true. Well, $150. What's a little fun money? All right, so here's what's going on. I know. Here's what's going on, folks. We've got Claude Balls. We've got him on. We don't even have him on the phone. We have him through Skype.
Right, so the phone lines are open.
Yeah, the phone lines are completely open. And if Claude drops, don't worry. He'll be back because him and I have got the system worked out. Although I electrocuted my ears on the way over to plug in the computer. Because the static is so bad in the studio, the static buildup, that I had the headphones on and I was shuffling my feet because, you know, why pick up and bend your knees? And I literally had static zap my ears and it really hurt. There's my sacrifice for the night.
So that just makes you feel like you're at home. Hey, what the hell is this shit I hear? You have two cats?
Yeah, the wife and I picked up a couple cats. If you know that guy, the guy where we used to work, I still work, I don't know how that works out, Eric, well, he's leaving, and he had to get rid of a couple cats, so I decided to pick one up.
Picked two cats up.
One is a year old, and one is 4 years old. They're both females, spayed, neutered, they're even chipped, which I really don't like, but, you know, what can you do? The Humane Society did that for them. What a humane thing to do.
I love that. You're claiming political persecution for house pets.
You know, they're people too, damn it. And after you live with a cat for 19 years or 18 years and you realize, shit, this fucker can open up doors, they're practically people, all right? That's all I got to say. Do you disagree?
I have a 16-year-old Siamese. No, I can't really disagree.
Thank you. Thank you. So, basically, like I said a little bit ago, what we've been doing is we needed the Skype, but then I realized I had another problem that I had to overcome. I had no cables. I had cables that were crappy, and I had cables that were patched together, so I decided to get off my cheap ass, and I went to Radio Shack, which actually will lead into segue into one of my stories for the show tonight.
You've got questions? Our CEO has a resignation.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what I was going to... Well, that's what it is. We have questions. He has lies. what I was going to mention, though, is I picked up a couple cables, and then I realized one very important thing, one lesson we learned about the studio board. I had to go find a choke. Hmm. A nice little magnetic choke. Finally, you know, I did. You're clipping out, dude.
Damn it.
Ah, well. Yeah, I had to go find a ferrite choke, so I found one, though. I got a hold of one, and I have it attached, and I have it hooked up, and, hey, obviously you're coming in nice and clear, so it's doing its job. So, no board noise there. What's going on?
Not too much. The connection here is going to go up and down because I'm stealing bandwidth.
Uh-huh.
It's shared bandwidth application. So you may hear me kind of once in a while, and if I drop off, I'll be back on.
Okay.
But otherwise, pretty good.
Good, good, good. Okay, yeah, and you were dropping a little bit there, but we'll deal with that. We'll deal with that throughout the whole show. And by the way, Claude Balls will be here throughout the whole show.
That's right.
So that means he won't be in the chat room because he's doing everything he can to conserve every little ounce of bandwidth he can.
Yes.
So basically, folks, we need everybody to appear in the chat room, you know, and have fun. And don't forget, those phone lines are open. Give us a call. It's
1-8-7. Wait, I forgot what it was.
Oh, my God. Okay, you just do the noise. Ready? 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Thank you. Local Vegas, 383-8120. People who want to dial long distance, add a 702. People who don't have a 6. What the? Turn off the damn sounds. Those are some of the most annoying sounds in the world for that fucking
what
program.
What sounds?
The sounds of your, the sounds from Skype.
Which ones?
Skype has like some weird sounds. Like when you boot it up. Like, what the fuck was that?
Anyway. Okay. I guess people don't want to hear me checking for my email.
Yes, we will hear you check for your email. Virtual one in the chat room says that Betty's keeping an eye on his battery.
No, because I have a cigarette lighter adapter.
Yes, because you were planning years in advance to be a war drive king.
Yes.
You knew what you needed to do. You had a goal in life. Anyhow. So, actually, you know, we started mentioning it. Let's go ahead and carry on with this. First off, Radio Shack, you know, wonderful, wonderful mega corporation. There used to be one on every other corner, much like Starbucks. Radio Shack, though, has decided, you know, because one fact that you got a bunch of liars working there, they said that their quarterly profit fell 62% after a switch in wireless providers led to an inventory write-down, sending its shares to a nearly three-year low. The consumer electronics retailer, which said it was hiring legal counsel to investigate the omission by CEO David Edmondson, who also announced a new turnaround plan that includes gross, you know, closing 400 to 700 company-operated stores. 400 to 700 stores.
Damn.
You know, they have what? I think they have like what? 4,000 stores, so it's not a huge, huge chunk. But still,
but
I mean...
still, it's Radio Shack.
Well, I will say this. Radio Shack is not what it used to be.
Well, you know, we've talked about this, but we were blue in the face.
I know. But you got to wonder. I mean, first off, they've turned themselves into, they're trying to become a little big box store. You know, they're trying to offer what Best Buy offers without becoming a big box store.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's like they're caught between cell phones and goofy gifts.
I see what you're saying. Well, you know, and the goofy gifts or crappy gifts and cell phones. But, you know, and it's sad because... They don't carry the electronics anymore. As a matter of fact, I finally, and I'll actually put this link up on under one of my wonderful, what do you want to call them? Time Killers links. The links to the links to two different electronic sources, so you can buy electronics online. Because I realized as I was hunting down these cables, again, hunting cables down. This shouldn't be that difficult, but I had to hunt down what I needed. So it was me and my son. Little man, you know, little Kenneth there running around town and, you know, trying to find the needed cables. So, you know, it's pretty sad. I mean, the choke. I mean, fuck, it was a choke. Why can't they have a choke on stock? It's not a big part.
Come on, dude. Let's get real. You and I go into Radio Shack. We start looking for electronic components, and they have, like, three shelves in one little corner.
No, they got the drawer system.
The drawer system.
Well,
if you really want to confuse them, ask them for grades of solder, And if you really want to blow somebody's mind, ask them about the different color grades of white LEDs.
You know, and that's the thing. You can't buy some of these gadgets and toys and things that you used to be able to get. I know Virtual One, you know, he's one of those guys that when he went to Radio Shack, he went with a purpose. You know, he went there looking for what he needed, electronics.
But I'm going to say something kind of in the defense of Radio Shack screwing up so bad.
What's that?
I think that there's a great backlash against Radio Shack for being so inept at stocking electronics components that a great result has been a lot of independent electronics retailers have really kind of blossomed.
You know, but the problem is well, yeah, I will agree. The independent electronic retailers, you know, they've blossomed, but they're not blossoming in physical brick-and-mortar stores. They're blossoming online.
And
there's a huge difference. To a degree, but there's a huge difference because, you know, I like to go and look at what I'm picking up. You know, I don't want to necessarily deal with not being able to get, you know, I think you kind of understand what I'm talking about.
No, I understand totally what you're talking about. But at the same time, what I am saying is you go to, like, any major city, and there's always going to be, like, one killer electronics store. Go in, and there's always some little dude behind the counter, the pocket protector, who is the exact epitome of what Radio Shack used to be. Mm-hmm. And it's an independent store.
Hmm. Wow.
In Vegas, it's Apple Electronics.
See, and I don't know what it is here in Vegas. I know that Fry's actually carries a lot of stuff, so, you know, kudos to Fry's.
Fry's has stuff, but Fry's doesn't have a lot of stuff. I mean, you go down there, like, and I'd say probably about 15% of what they have, what they could have, is always out of stock.
That is true. That is absolutely true. So I'll give you that. Here's another little bit of interesting. David Edmondson, the guy who resigned after admitting to lying on the contents of his resume, claiming he had 2 college degrees, a theology diploma, and 4 years of education. Well, he only attended 2 semesters at a college, Heartland Baptist Bible College. Okay. There are no records of any diplomas issued to him, and discrepancies caused the board to mutually agree to his resignation. Because he did resign, though, he will get a severance package. David Edmondson will receive a severance package valued at less than $1 million in cash from Radio Shack.
Oh, that is bullshit. If that guy was going to get a golden parachute, I'd stuff a fucking anvil in it.
You know, and that's just it. He just picked up a golden parachute. He just scammed his way to being almost a millionaire.
God.
And,
I mean,
I respect
him for that.
He's a schemer. And as
you're talking to the guy when he turned 20, applied for Social Security.
Yeah, you got to give. Yeah, I agree. Okay. you got to admit, though, I mean, when they lose 62% of net income in a fourth quarter and they're closing up to 10% of their stores, you know, he really fucked up. But he got that golden parachute. So
yeah.
he got something out of it. So.
And I don't think that's right.
Oh, and I agree with you. I don't think it's right.
I think aside from good leadership, Radio Shack needs better marketing people to determine what they need to market to the public.
You know, maybe they need to change their name. Maybe Radio Shack is not, you know, not what it used to be.
Well,
I mean, it obviously.
It's an established name.
Says, well, it's established name, but Vert even says, you know, it's cell phones and batteries and toys. You know, and
I've got a cool idea. Let me just run this by real quick.
Okay.
When was the last time you went into Radio Shack and looked for CBs?
Oh, God, it's been about 10, 15 years. I mean, I've seen CDs there, but I haven't looked.
I can tell you, for me, it was a year and a half. And I went to a big Radio Shack store up on Decatur.
Uh-huh.
3.
Well, you don't...
Two handheld and 1 little mini Cobra.
Okay.
That's it. And the guys didn't even know anything else about SWR meters or anything else.
And
you're
right.
All they did was hand me a catalog and said, look it up yourself.
Yeah, but look at what, you know, they had at Fry's. We were looking at ham radios and all that stuff at Fry's. They have the stuff. We went to Radio World out in Boulder City. They have that stuff. Radio Shack just isn't radio. I went up to the pilot, truck stop up on north, near the racetrack. And they've got radios. They got really nice Galaxy sideband radios, and also they got some really nice ham radios, you know. And I'm sitting there going, boy, you know, I have to go to a truck stop now to get a ham radio or to get, you know, some electronics, because you'll see those. You'll see LEDs at a fucking truck stop. You won't see LED assemblies at fucking Radio Shack. There's something inherently wrong with that.
Radio Shack has just lost focus. I mean, they serve 2 purposes now, really. Seriously, either to sell you a cell phone or sell you goofy Christmas gifts and shit.
Or batteries.
Or batteries.
Because
exactly.
they were moving to the batteries back in the 90s. I know that for a fact. They used to have their battery club. This is back in the day when they used to try to collect your personal information and a blood sample just to pay and buy their product.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that was then.
And this is now.
All right, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, how does that feel, dude? How does it feel being in that vehicle right now doing a show?
It's pretty cold. My nipples are hard.
That's because it's cold, you asshole. At least
well,
I hope
that's also because I'm thinking of my woman, but that's
Wait, whoa. Yeah, okay. How's that going so far?
Oh, yeah.
How's it going so far? I mean, she'll listen to the podcast. You better say it's good.
Actually, it's going very good.
Good.
She is going to be landing in Des Moines at about 10 p.m.
Wow. So in about a half an hour.
And Volkeris is going to pick her up, and she says she's going to call a show.
Very cool. Well, we have the phone line open, so we'll be able to take calls in. So, all right. So what we have to do right now, we're going to go to a break. Claude, you know the title. Huh? Oh, I think he dropped. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. His bandwidth's going. So here's what we're going to do, folks. Claude,
we're breaking up.
Yeah, okay. You don't have to announce it every time. We'll just kind of figure it out the hard way. All that stuff. All right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of music here. We've got about a 10-minute break coming up. What we're going to do, though, Claude, this song, because of the title, you know the title. This is a song dedicated to you and your woman for obvious reasons. And yes, folks, because Claude's on the show, it's all about that joke that, you know, no one's really in the loop on. You'll understand. You will, Claude.
I hope so.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a minute.
Spank Wagon.
1995. In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war. But it wasn't. It was different in many ways. And so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26.
26.
In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Vietnam, the combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day. This is one legacy of the Vietnam War. They fought the longest war in American history. None of them received a hero's welcome.
Sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Beat him up!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And with me through the glorious internet connections that are out there is Claude Balls, guest hosting tonight.
You can connect the world. You can play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam.
Coming to us live from Houston, Texas. Where at in Houston are you right now? I mean, we know you're at the Panera Bread because that's like the place to steal bandwidth in Houston.
That is now the place to steal bandwidth in Houston for me because I've been chased off by the police for lurking around the apartment complex.
Where you live.
Where I live.
Where you live. You've been busted for lurking where you fucking live.
Matter of fact, I did more than get busted for lurking around where I live. I got pulled over for no tags on a vehicle, the Jeep, and I had a cop try to shake me down from my DeLorean.
See, that's the funny part. What do you mean by shake down?
Okay. This guy has been looking at everything. Last Saturday night, I'm out with my girl, and I get a call from my mom. She goes, "Hey, were you up at the house?" I go, "No, why?" She goes, "Well, somebody's been messing around with your car. They've been pulling the cover off of it because I have the cover on it with a padlock and everything." I'm like, "No, I haven't been around the car." She's like, "Okay, I'll keep an eye on it." Well, two nights ago, I'm going home. I pull into the space. A police car comes tearing ass around behind me, shines a spotlight on me. Now, this cop has been up following me every once in a while I'm stealing bandwidth, shining a light on me, and then moving on. Okay, fine. So then he tries to ask me for my registration and stuff, my Jeep that's not been tagged in a year. Actually, never since I've had it. And he starts asking me all sorts of questions. "You live in Texas now?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah. How long have you been here?" Et cetera, et cetera. So he goes through, "You got your driver's license?" I go, "Sure." So I hand him my driver's license, and it still says Nevada. So he looks at it and goes, "Oh, Nevada. So is that your DeLorean right there? How much are you going to sell it to me for?" I go, "You know, I'm really sorry, but it's not for sale." "Oh, that's funny. But seriously, how much for it? I'd really like to have it." No.
So you're telling me a cop fucking started taking the cover off of your car?
Yes.
Invading your fucking privacy.
As a matter of fact, he's like, "I can tell it needs a lot of work already."
Well, how the fucking deep did he go into that damn thing?
I don't know, but I have like a serious like steel cable on it.
Yeah.
And like when I went up to show it off to my girl for the first time, I couldn't even get the damn cover off the doors.
So it makes
all
me
you
wonder.
Can do is like pull up the front and the engine compartment.
Did he by chance scratch it?
Not that I can tell, no.
I mean, not that you can't fucking rub it out with an SOS pad, but still, you know, the fact that someone else could have fucking scratched or damaged your car, that pissed me off.
Scotch-Brite pad, thank you.
Yes, same diff. Who you calling?
I'm not calling anybody.
Uh-huh.
I'm text messaging.
Uh-huh.
This is an addicting little thing.
Really? So you've been text messaging a lot, huh?
I've been driving and text messaging.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck.
In a Jeep. At dusk.
Since when did you become a soccer mom?
In the Jeep with at dusk where I broke the sun visor off.
You're a fucking soccer mom. Jesus Christ. What the hell?
I'm getting close.
Damn. First it was the SUV. All right, so here's what's going on, folks. You're listening to, of course, the
Spank
greatest...
Spank Wagon Radio.
Which is, of course, the greatest... Thank you. Just like old times. Fuck you. basically, it's the greatest internet radio show ever. As a matter of fact, we're probably one of the craftiest internet radio shows ever now. Because we have Claude Balls guest hosting tonight from Houston. From his vehicle. Listen to this. Listen. Doors.
Oh, sorry.
Doors are open.
I hold the window up on the other side because it's starting to rain.
Oh, geez, nice. Yeah, don't get wet. You know what? Just think, the rain's going to cause your internet to drop out. Just want to warn you that. All right.
Fuck
I can see now. I can see a lot of people listening, and we really want to tell everybody to get into the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, the official site of Spank Wagon Radio, clicking on the cam and chat link, which is over on the left hand side. Trust me. I mean, the biggest benefit, of course, is to chat with other listeners because that's where, you know, that's your area, folks. And later on when we do Mad Props, well, that's where we give them out at, and that's how
Mad
we give them out.
Mad Props.
What I want right now, though, is I need someone to give me a call because I want to play Shitty Mitty with somebody. You're excluded because you're there. You're co-hosting tonight. So here's what's going on. Give us a call here at the studio, 1-866- 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. We got a shitty MIDI coming up, and I'm going to load that right now, actually. The first person who calls can play. You can join both Claude and myself. Are you okay there?
Yeah, I was gargling.
What? What'd you do, stick your head out in the rain?
No, it's not coming down that bad.
Okay. You're like, it's raining. Oh, I'm a turkey. Thank you. Yeah, I was waiting for it. So, anyhow, so we want to do shitty meetings. So I'm really looking for someone to give us a call here at the studio. 1-866-587-6257.
Oh, Volcuris.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is Volcuris isn't on the chat. I don't know if he's actually listening. I mean, he can be listening.
Vert.
Well, Vert played last week. Vert won last week's. Vert did a great job last week with the Nintendo ones.
Really? I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you get the podcast. Hold on. I got a call. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
I am not.
Well, yes, you are now.
Great.
Hello, Mr. Man.
Are we having fun yet?
Claude, can you answer the guy?
We are having tons of fucking fun.
Whatever you do, do not let the computer get wet.
Well, I'm inside the car, not on the sidewalk.
Yeah, he doesn't have like an umbrella and a fucking lucky poncho with him, you know?
Oh, well, shit, lucky poncho, forgot all about that.
The whole lurking thing, you know.
Well, you know, Claude Balls is the ultimate internet stealer. All right, so here's how this works, Mr. Man. Have you ever listened to this part of the show before?
No.
No. Are you on? I don't think I got a 5-second delay. Everything okay there?
I'm fine.
No, we've got more than a 5-second delay.
Oh, we do. Okay. Ooh. This may be slightly challenging, but thanks for calling. We'll keep doing this anyway. So let me no. Play. Okay, good. It'll play. Tell me it'll play.
Such preparation. The mark of true quality.
Oh, shit. It won't fucking play. Ah, but I got a backup. Hold on.
What? Are you going to hum?
That's the ultimate shitty MIDI. Oh, you know what? My backup went away. Where'd my backup go?
He's going to hum.
I might have to. Oh, this is nice. Definitely not that. Mr. Man.
Yes.
Okay, just meant to make sure you're still there. What I'm trying to do right now is fucking play this goddamn song. It won't load. I don't know why. Oh, this sucks. Okay, more information. Let's.
How about Windows, you hum it? Maybe that'll work.
Well, how could it be a MIDI if I'm humming it?
Well, that's why it'll be a shitty MIDI.
Because, you know, I realized where that was going, and I was helpless in stopping it. All right.
Dude,
so,
do the robot while you hum it. That'll be more kind of electronic.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, that'll be more electronic. I look like a big ass because I have the webcam on. I don't have it on me, though. I'm smarter than that. All right, so we're going to try the second way to do this. Hopefully this fucking works. Fucking Windows. I hate Windows.
Windows is not fun to you either.
Dude, Windows is fucking kicking my ass because it won't play a goddamn MIDI. I can't believe this. Windows
won't. Should have bought a Mac.
I got the Mac. That's what you're talking to me through. The Mac is being. Oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. What other file types MIDI? MIDI will play on what? Anything, I thought.
MIDI should play through a media player.
That's what's giving me shit. The fucking Windows Media Player won't play
Winamp.
The god. Winamp.
Try opening it through Internet Explorer.
MIDI will play through Winamp?
It should.
Well, let's give it a try.
He's got a point.
It won't play through Winamp. All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
It's like a tech support show, except for the listeners call in and tell the host what to do.
It's all going to hell. See, this is what happens when I have to fucking mad rush and we were successful with the Skype. We were completely unsuccessful with the shitty MIDI. There's the payoff.
Well, which would you have rather had? Shitty MIDI or me?
Can I get back to you on that one?
You got 10 seconds.
All right, hold on. Claude, stall for time. I have to fucking get this working.
Stall for time. Okay.
So
well, to let everybody know, I'm putting together the part two of my blog. We're going to talk about my misadventures in Texas. The part two is going to be mainly wrapping up the journey. A big part of that is when I actually had my breakdowns in Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. I say breakdowns because not only was it the truck, but I had a mental breakdown and completely spazzed. But you're going to hear a lot more about my misadventures here in Texas. Specifically, sniffing my neighbor's living room to see if his girlfriend had been smoking meth in the house.
That's going to be a good one.
Whilst he waves a dildo around.
That's just weird.
It was fucking weird. Picks up a little baggie full of mysterious white powder and says, "Hey, taste this and tell me if this is meth." What the fuck?
Like, yeah, okay, that's so smart. Fucking brilliant.
I have my crazy-ass Arab neighbor who is outside chasing squirrels with a baseball bat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Ah, so is this going to be another one of those nine-page delights?
Possibly. I've been putting notes and stuff down.
Interesting.
Oh, it's been great. There's a crazy German who lives next to me and owns a DeLorean as well.
Really?
Actually, the condo place that I live at is kind of large. Somewhat, rather, I should say. But I'm like the third DeLorean owner in there.
Really?
Yeah, it took me off guard, totally.
So, have you met the other DeLorean owners?
Only the German guy.
And are they part of the same boards that you do?
No, actually, they are not. I'm like the only person that's connected.
Huh.
But I've already gone through and done tech sessions and got working on people's cars.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the mofo.
Very cool, very cool. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to give this another try. I think I may have gotten around it. Doesn't seem to be crashing. This is a very good sign. Now, Mr. Man, you're listening to the most unprepared internet radio show ever. Are you ready for Shitty Eddie?
Straight Wagon Radio.
Are you ready
Let's try it.
Okay, so what you got to do basically is I've got a MIDI file, you know, the precursor to MP3. Here's how it works out. It's a song that everybody should know, at least I'm assuming people should know, but you got to tell me what the song is. Now, I will say that this one may be slightly more challenging, but I think you'll do a good job. Are you ready?
I'll give it a shot.
Sounds good. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I know this.
Now, this is... This, honest to goodness, it's a fucking MIDI going on here. Any clue yet? Any clue yet, Mr. Man?
It sounds so familiar.
We'll keep going. Mr. Man, any clue yet?
No, can I use a lifeline?
There is no lifelines here, brother.
Damn!
Sure, I'll be his lifeline.
You already know what it is. I know, I can hear it in your voice. You're like, oh, well, yeah. Come on.
I love that song, too.
Yeah, you love this song. It's a very popular song. It actually is getting a lot of radio play right now.
For anyone who doesn't know what this song is right now, seriously, when you find out, you are going to really kick yourself.
You're really going to kick yourself, because this is the... And, you know, you guys are lucky. This actually is, you're able to tell what this is. The one, the version I had before, you couldn't tell what it was. So let's load that and get that playing again. So, Mr. Man, come on now. Guess that. Shitty Bitty. They didn't try to do a vocal MIDI track. Yeah. I will give them that. All right. You got an idea, Mr. Man?
No.
Bye. All right. So the lines are open now. Anybody who
Fuck.
Has a... Sorry. That's
like hung up on it.
You know, that's just how it works. He didn't even get the jack shit prize and he got that. It's okay, Mr. Man. Got another call coming in. Spank Wagon Radio. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How's it going? Guess
hey.
What?
I'm in the Iowa... Or Des Moines Airport.
Well, is it Des Moines? Des Moines. Des Moines. It's in Iowa. Well, you just called in the middle of Shitty MIDI. So what we're going to do, you have to guess the Shitty MIDI to win the jack shit prize.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, is Volkuris with you?
No, he's on his way to get me. He says he's a couple miles out.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for my luggage.
Don't you ever yell at me for being late again.
Well, we got here early. The plane was early.
Lover's
I was here at 9:24.
Lover spat only on Spigwagon Radio. Okay, so here's how it works out.
I've heard your wife yell at you, Trench.
Oh, you've heard my wife really yell at me.
Oh, shut up. It's not like he's like 3-4 hours like you are.
Hey, you got off early that day.
Oh, don't
and
wait,
I didn't
wait.
Know it.
It's fucking Cap on Claude now moment. So what we'll do is we'll point out that he purchased a ticket. To NHRA, the fall race here in Las Vegas, right? $52.
Oh,
$52 was spent. Did the motherfucker show? I'm like, where are you? I fell asleep. You did what? $50 and you fell asleep? Damn. Okay, so here's how it works out.
It could be worse.
How do you figure?
Ask Jen there about eBay.
Oh. Okay, here. Well, hold on now. Let's give a shitty mini, and then the jack shit prize will be less severe than normal. So, because I already gave it kind of away to Mr. Man.
Okay.
What we'll do though is you got to guess a song. Are you ready?
All right, I'll try.
Okay. Good luck. Any clue yet?
It sounds like a Weezer song I know.
No, not a Weezer
Ooh,
song.
No.
We'll let it go over a little longer here. As a matter of fact, let's get a little further down the song. Okay. See if we can go a little further down.
You lost me, guys. I have no idea.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
No idea. None.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
give it to the chat room.
Yeah, the chat room's got to give it at this point. So, the chat room, anytime you want to just perk in and what is this song? What is this week's shitty midi? Anybody in the chat room now, it's wide open. I won't even kick you for winning. I mean, someone's got to guess this. It's being played on the radio right now, I bet. I guarantee.
I knew this was what this was right away.
So, I mean, if there's anybody in the chat room who can make a guess, right now is the moment to make the guess. And I don't know what it is, man. I must pick the hardest fucking shitty middies. This is at least much better than the fucking one I picked earlier. That one you couldn't even tell what the song was except
it
for...
It sounds so familiar, but it's just not coming to me.
You know, I want to give a clue, but I just got in the chat room that Akari wants to call in, so we're going to give him another minute. Well, he can't call in. You're on the line. Huh? So, here's the thing. De La Soul. Thank you, Claude. Thank you. Anybody? No clue from the chat room. Sorry, Akari, you can't call in. What you're listening to is a shitty MIDI of Feel Good Inc. from...
By the Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
Oh, ding!
That is this week's shitty MIDI. As a matter of fact, this week's shitty MIDI.
And she told me she knew music.
She doesn't know MIDI.
I didn't know that. Man, that's one of my favorite songs. I can't believe I didn't get that.
What a delay. This week's shitty midi. All right, so anyhow, let's talk. Because now on the line, okay, on the actual telephone line calling into the studio, We have the flame of Claude's fire. The jack to his car. What?
The jack to my car.
I'm just throwing out whatever works and whatever
what the fuck
doesn't.
Is anti-Barry Manilow. I mean Barry White.
Well, you know, I've got to be the squeaky white guy. Okay, Barry White's the deep, you know, baritone or bass black guy. I've got to be the squeaky white guy, screaming in the back, screaming in a fucking lounge, baby. All right. So anyhow, what's about eBay?
Can you hang on just a minute? Because I'm at baggage claim and I don't really want to tell that story. Well, it doesn't look like my bag's coming real soon. It'll go around. Okay.
If it made it.
Okay. So
last year, the airlines lost 500,000 luggage.
My parents were out of town on the West Coast for like 9 days.
Ooh.
So, of course, most of that time I had Claude over. And, you know, you can leave to your imagination what we're doing.
Yeah, I should hang up just for that.
The next morning when we were doing some more of the stuff we were doing, all of a sudden he goes, I need to check my eBay. And I'm looking at him like, what the fuck? You know, I'm, like, not dressed. He's thinking about eBay.
Claude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay, so...
You passed up... Okay, look, I gotta be blunt.
I paused.
Wait, hold on. Here's what we're gonna do. Okay, let's just, Here's the thing. Claude is muted right now. He's not gonna be able to get his 2 cents in, which is kind of funny. Here's the thing. The motherfucker passed up, you know, the whole warm, fuzzy, cuddly, banging... For eBay? What kind of?
In the morning too, man.
God, the morning, you know, that's the best. That's like waking up, you're fully rested, relaxed, and you've got morning wood. And you'd rather go check out fucking eBay? Okay, Claude, hey. Your turn.
Hey, okay. First of all, I paused to remember that I had an eBay auction.
Okay,
going
wait,
on.
Time out. We all paused when we found out you'd rather see eBay than your woman.
No. You'd ask her. I went back to work.
Work.
I finished.
He's calling
my job
it work.
There.
Is it a chore now? What are you saying, Claude?
Hey, no, I'm not saying it was a chore at all. Hell, I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Curb feelings for the ladies.
Oh, you got your luggage.
Yeah.
Any rips
now,
in it?
Now to go find Bokris.
Ah, yes. We'll
he
even...
said if I can't find him, he'll be screaming through the airport. It's a crazy answer.
Considering you're in Des Moines.
Don't just think he's on meth.
Dude, it's the Des Moines airport, man. That is the only airport I've ever seen that's actually a red brick building.
Dude, I walked in here, I thought, what, does all the planes stop at 9 o'clock or something?
Well, they do. And yeah. All the planes fucking stop at 9. I swear to God, they turn off the lights and everything and go home.
I mean, the security was gone. I was like, I'm walking through
wait,
the airport.
Wait, the security is gone?
Yeah,
yeah,
they do that in Houston, too.
Really?
Well, I mean, I think that's him. Yep. There he is.
Okay, so... So you're in the middle, you're in the wilds of Iowa at 10 p.m. at night.
Hey. Say hi to Trish.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You on the air now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Yeah.
We were telling the story of Claude and eBay. How, you know, we were getting our freak on in the morning, and then he wanted to check his eBay.
I did not go to check. I remembered I had an auction, and if you remember, I went back.
Lead the way.
I did.
You,
but the fact of the matter
wait
is,
wait a minute.
Wait.
Truth be told, not only did I only pause, I don't think I pulled out of it.
Wait. Whoa. Time out, everybody. Time out, everybody. Claude. say what you got to say, Claude.
I casually remembered that I had an eBay auction. Yes,
you're
it was
fucking
the
your woman.
Time.
You're fucking your woman, and you casually remember. You're like oh yeah, ding. Oh shit, I better check my bids. Who the fuck does that? What is wrong with you? Oh my god. I mean, I'm not even that bad. I mean, I could be bad, but I'm never that bad. What is wrong with you?
It was a stray scatterbrain thought that I immediately buried.
Hey, well, you didn't bury it quite fast enough, my friend, because you were like, you know...
Call me daddy. I guess I can eBay.
Time for losing, but I am the champion.
Oh, God.
And then you go fucking to eBay.
No, I did not. I went back to fucking.
But you came still. You know what I'm so sad, dude. So fucking sad. It's scary.
No, it wasn't. There was a happy ending.
I know, listening.
Oh, hey, how's it going there? It's Volcuris, right? Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
I'm going to stop because I can hardly hear anything through my cold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Great. Don't bring my woman back to me.
I'm not dead yet.
Huh? What?
I'm not dead.
What? All right. So, anyhow, we're going to continue on with the show. Thanks for calling in. eBay. Fucking okay. eBay. All right. Catch you later.
I'll pass it back to Jen.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello? Okay. I'm a little confused, but we'll get over that. I'm always a little confused. You... what's wrong? Okay. All right. You know what? I can't even...
It was a stray thought. Like, how? Oh, my God. I think I need to let the cat in, or I got to pick up some milk later.
I got to let the cat in. Okay. I can understand that, because you can make a pussy-to-pussy correlation. Okay? You can absolutely make a pussy-to-pussy connection.
Pussy-to-pussy connection.
Ooh, you popped out your earphones.
Yeah, I did.
So, the minute you, though, but you decided, hey, I'd rather go check my eBay. What were you bidding on?
No, I was selling.
What were you selling?
Twin turbos.
Ah, yes, the ones...
that nobody bought, anyway.
By the way, Akari points out...
I think karma got me back.
Akari points out, get your it on eBay. Just pointing out.
I know I ain't going to live this down for a long
time. No, you're not, dude. This is too good. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We got to cut to another break. And, you know, I don't know why, but these two songs... You know how sometimes I have, like, these moments where I almost... You know, almost clairvoyant where I pick the music like 3 hours in advance of the show, but somehow they work out to what the theme of the show goes on.
Oh, yeah, it's called an amazing coincidence.
You know, I have another amazing coincidence, and we're going to play this amazing coincidence for the break. Yeah, everybody, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls.
And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Spangwagon.
Gotta like it. You're live from Houston. That's kind of fun. Anyhow.
Well, nobody wants to burn in hell, but everybody's got a soul to sell. When I was young, my mama gave me some advice. She said, boy, I'll make more money than you. I'll try.
Meow, meow. Scratching at the screen door, Kenny O. Scratching at the screen door, little bag of bones been out all night. He needs some petting and loving on his hair. He needs some petting and loving on his rain soaked hide. He's circling around my ankle. He's circling around my ankle. He needs some petting and loving on his hide. Hey, kitty, won't you come inside?
Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I want to touch it.
Meow, 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 meow. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. I'm lost in his little yellow round eye. Lost in his little yellow round eye. Pussy purring and looking so satisfied. A kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans. Kitty rare up and scratch me through my jeans.
Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it. Kitty, have a foot and I wanna touch it.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Claude Balls.
Who's filling in for Murphy tonight, all the way live from Houston.
Who filled in for me?
Who filled in for you, all the way live from Houston, Texas.
Houston, yes.
Houston.
Then that's Houston.
So.
Where is the son of Jarrell?
I don't know. That last block seemed to fit with Electric Six, Naked Pictures of Your Mother, and Kitty from Presidents of the United States of America, and Tainted Love by Marilyn Manson.
At least you didn't play the eBay song.
If I had the eBay song, that's one thing we've actually started running into, is not having... I expect certain music to just pop up for some unknown reason, and then I realize you're not here, so that music doesn't pop up.
Well, you know what? I gave all my music to Murphy.
Yeah, but he took his laptop. He had his laptop he got a couple weeks before they announced the MacBook Pro.
Right.
And so he decided to send it back, and he's waiting for his MacBook Pro, which should get here in a couple weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher, again.
I'm Claude Balls.
I think we covered that, but just to be sure.
I'm Claude Balls.
He's Claude Balls.
He's Trencher. This is Spank Wagon Radio.
One more
greatest
time.
Greatest show ever.
What? Greatest show ever. All right, let's
Bone
see.
Man.
Covering a little bit of news here. 20 things you didn't know about U.S. presidents. Did you know in warm weather, the sixth president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, customarily went skinny dipping in the Potomac before dawn?
Really?
Did you know that the ninth U.S. president, William Henry Harrison, was inaugurated on a bittery cold day and gave the longest inauguration speech ever? The new president promptly caught cold and soon developed a pneumonia and died exactly 1 month into his term.
Should learn to shut the fuck up.
No shit. I think presidents from then on have kind of figured that out. John Taylor, the U.S. 10th U.S. president, fathered 15 children.
Dude, and he played bass in Duran Duran.
8 by his first wife, 7 by his second wife.
Damn.
He was past his 70th birthday when his 15th child was born.
He oh, damn, that's di- sick.
He didn't have eBay to distract him.
Oh, fuck you. Sedate. It's not like I had the laptop on Wi-Fi access in there with me.
Thank God, I guess. Sedated by only brandy, the 11th president of the United States, James Polk, survived a gallbladder surgery at the age of 17.
Wow.
Yeah, no shit.
Booze does amazing things.
Booze is a medical cure. It's a medical, I don't know. 15th president, James Buchanan, is only unmarried man ever to be elected president. Buchanan was engaged to Mary once. However, his fiancée died suddenly after breaking off the engagement, and he remained a bachelor all of his life.
What happened? Did he, have a horse and buggy over Chappaquiddick?
I don't know. You want to break up with me? Oh, splash. I don't know. I don't want to go through all fucking 20. So, let's see. Oh, here we go.
Talk about Taft who got stuck in the bathtub.
That's what I was just looking at. William Taft, the 27th president of the United States, weighed more than 300 pounds and had a special oversized bathtub installed into the White House.
Hey, you guys. I got the power of Velo.
Herbert Hoover, the Iowan president, published more than...
eccentric bastard.
Yes, published more than 16 books, including one called Fishing Fun and To Wash Your Soul. So he was an author as well.
Wow. He's like the L. Ron Hubbard of fishing.
Apparently. The letter S is the full middle name of the 33rd president, Harry S. Truman. It represents two of his grandfathers, as opposed to 36 of them, whose names both had S in them. What a coincidence.
So his middle name was just the letter S?
The letter S. He was Prince before Prince was Prince.
Don't say that. Now I picture Harry Truman singing Purple Rain. Look, stops here. Purple Rain.
Grover Cleveland, the 22nd and 24th president, because he got elected and then, underwent a secret operation aboard a yacht to remove his cancerous upper jaw in 1893.
Excuse me, his upper jaw?
Upper jaw. He was literally a gum flapper.
Wow.
Literally. There are some stupid president's facts.
Amazing.
You're out of things to say, huh?
I'm just like, when the fuck is that ever going to be asked on, Jeopardy?
It'll never be asked on Jeopardy, but hey, I'm just saying. Speaking of, actually, let's switching gears here. Have you heard about the electronics issues in Japan?
Actually, no.
Okay, check this out. In Japan, secondhand electronic sales will soon be illegal.
What?
Yes, the customer is not always, well, even rarely right in Japan, and manufacturers don't really care about them. The secondhand market flourishes over there because most people take really good care of their equipment, of their electronics. So
right.
Used goods are usually in very good condition or sold easily to be replaced by new goods.
Dude, they have, like, tiny living spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is expensive as hell.
Yes.
They make sure they take care of everything.
Exactly. It's easy to strike a good deal when buying these secondhand goods, but that's exactly the problem for manufacturers. Because the gray market is not generating them any profit, they would like to get rid of this phenomenon. They're the first ones to talk to the government about it were the car manufacturers, and they convinced the government to enforce a rule that used cars had to go to the technical inspection after 3 years. And this is a
right.
costly matter because those checks will cost between 1,500 and 3,500 euro. So if you imagine in American dollars, that's between 2,000 and 5,000 American dollars.
Are they going to make eBay illegal in Japan?
Who knows? Once
I just want to know if my girlfriend suddenly wants to move to Japan.
Yeah, well, and you need to check it while, you know, fucking your woman. So once you're in the system, you know, once you actually take your car in and get duped by this, you then have to get your car checked every 2 years. And once your car is 10 years old, you need to go there every single year.
Tisk, tisk.
You know, and that's the reason why Japanese change cars quite fast. Because, you know, they want to get rid of the car before it's 3 years old. Because those checks are very expensive.
Right.
They want to start doing it now where you cannot sell. And they actually passed this a few years ago. And it goes into effect on April Fool's Day this year. But all electronic products sold in Japan before 2001... will be prohibited from the secondhand market. This means
how can you do that?
You know what? I don't know how they can do that because, you know, as far as I know, most of those markets and most of those black markets are so underground, you'd never even know they're there.
Well, dude, I mean, what the fuck? Are we making garage sales the black market now?
You know, that's what they're saying. Needless to say, any law, it can be circumvented, but this is very disastrous for some of these small shops because you have a lot of small shops in and I can't pronounce the name, but everybody knows it as... You know, the very well lit district in China or in Japan, in Tokyo, Akaraba or whatever it is,
right,
because a lot of those shops sell used equipment.
Yeah, I mean that puts a whole bunch of people out of business.
It does. It absolutely does. But this is, you know, imagine that though. Could you imagine that? That's fair use. I would assume that would be a kind of a way of looking at fair use. You know, the RIAA or as we call them, the Ass Monkey Associations. You know, they want to ban fair use. They want to take the stuff that you've downloaded, that you own, those songs.
Right.
Oh, you can't give that to anybody else. You can't fucking share that. You know, they want to put digital rights management on everything. Well, look at what they're trying to do in Japan. Imagine if they were to go that far here.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'd like to say, you know, that's not possible, but in this dark age of technology... I choose not to think about it.
Well, you know, hiding your head in the sand I don't think is going to be a very good answer.
You know what? That's the only answer I come up with right now.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I can't believe it'll happen here. Not because I have a valid argument against it.
Mm-hmm.
Just I don't want it to happen that intensely that I'm just going to ignore it. That's fucked up.
I guess that's one way of looking at it. Here we go, a little bit of other news. A man from Sheridan, this is somewhere in Colorado, is facing explosive charges after he accidentally blew up his own car with a gas-filled balloon. He was taking this gas-filled balloon to a Super Bowl party, and what it was a balloon filled with acetylene.
Why?
Well, he was going to take the acetylene balloon and light it at the Super Bowl party to make a big bang, you know, kind of have a little bit of fun, fireworks and stuff like that. The problem was it was sitting in the back seat of his car, and it rolled around in the back seat, generating static. The static ignited and literally blew the roof up by a foot. It blew the eardrums out of the driver and the passenger in the car and blew out all of the windows. As a matter of fact, it even took the doors and... didn't blow them wide open, but they're severely unhinged. Acetylene.
Wow, the only word that comes to mind at this point is Darwin.
Yeah, no shit. Norman Frey, 46, faces charges of possession, use, or removal of explosives or incendiary devices. He now faces two 6-year terms in prison. Two 2-6 years in prison.
God.
He fucking shrapnel wounds and broken eardrums. Can you imagine blowing your eardrums out? To be deaf?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
See, because I wouldn't be doing stupid shit like that.
You know, and
I've done some dumb stuff.
I think, you know, it's fun playing with acetylene. I mean, we know people have done it. We've seen it done on TV. Yeah.
Right.
But taking a balloon and putting it in a car, how dumb can you get?
Well, there's your proof.
Yeah, very much so.
Acetylene.
You know.
What's that Hindenburg you speak of?
So I got something. You know, you and I were in an email thread a couple days ago about things that
yes.
were like in 1995, which is why I played 1995 earlier in the show. I found, actually, a friend found this online, and I feel I have to share. This is where I know now that, one, I'm very old, and...
oh, God. Get ready to martyr you.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what... I look at this, and I got to let it load, because it's loading off of Google Videos. So, you know...
We know how well your songs have loaded tonight.
Oh, man. Well, shitty MIDI failing so miserably.
Oh. Claude, just stall for time, Claude.
Hey, come on. You know it wouldn't be a good spank wagon without you stalling for fucking time.
Hey.
Just saying.
I just wanted to be known that this time wasn't my fault.
No. Definitely was not your fault. So what I got here is a clip from a British TV show. Mm-hmm. And I could have almost played this for Shitty Mitty, but, well, it's pretty sad. Kind of scares me. And, you know, it makes me feel like, you know, I think we finally hit a point where... The song has been covered to death now. That's all I'm going to leave it at.
You're not going to play Crazy Frog, are you?
No. But, you know, I saw Crazy Frog on TV. An edited version of Crazy Frog on Cartoon Network.
Oh, God.
So, it ain't going anyway. So, by the way, Virtual One, now must have been a fairly large balloon. Hindenburg was hydrogen. Juke points out, that's awesome. So, I, you know, and that's just it. They're, I don't know. I don't know.
That's what your next prize should be.
What?
For Shitty Mitty.
Hmm.
A suicide kit. Send some people like some razors and maybe some syringes so they could shoot air in their veins.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is you're fucking brilliant. What a way to go. Okay, so I got this loaded, or loading, so we'll go ahead and let this play, and hopefully it doesn't crash like everything else today.
Sensation. It's an unusual special Hootenanny moment as we welcome
Hootenanny moment.
The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
Headed by Conrad Poo. Sounds like great.
It gets worse. Could have done this for Shitty Mitty.
Does this smell like Teen Spirit?
Load up on guns and bring
oh my God.
Your friends. It's fun to lose.
With fucking Laylee and a bass guitar. She's acoustic bass guitar.
All I can picture is that animated gif that pops up on Fark of Hitler playing the banjo.
Pretty close.
Hello.
That's a great fuck up on lyrics.
Until the end.
hello, 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 hello. It makes me smile. I found it hard. It's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind. Hello, 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 hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard. Claude, you got any ways to say it?
You want to know the truth?
Yes.
I think I found track 3.
The supplement to track 2. Fucking 6 ukuleles, 7 ukuleles, and a bass acoustic guitar.
I could seriously like listen to that shit over and over again for hours on end.
Well, you can get it off
I don't know why. It's stupid. It sucks. I hate it, but I'd be like, fuck.
Actually, in the chat room, let's see. Juke was saying, you know, what the fuck? And he was pointing out that Tiny Tim does Wild Thing. Basically, though, although you will say that, you know, they do it better than Nirvana. I'm like, what? So.
That's a catchy fucking song.
Well, you know, the song itself is a great song. I mean, knowing you can't deny that song is an awesome song. You're an idiot if you try to say it's not a good song.
Now, hold on. Are we talking about their rendition or the song of
We're talking
itself?
About the song itself, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Okay?
Oh, awesome
song.
It's a song.
Great fucking song. But in a way, I mean, you're ruining it by this. I mean...
But the problem is, it's so much more goddamn catchy.
Well, that is true. It is very catchy. And one person that was in the email thread that, you know, kind of sent this out to everybody, they said, wow, this is the first time I've ever understood the lyrics.
Wow.
I'm like, well, no, I guess so. I knew what they were from the onset, except the mix up between jalapeno and albino, but that was another story altogether. So, yes, that was the like the London Orchestra, British Orchestra, ukulele orchestra, or something like that. Which, the fact that they have a fucking ukulele orchestra is pretty damn entertaining in its own way.
Yeah, that song's going to get in a heavy rotation here.
Well, who's out there with you, dude?
You're actually hearing people walk by who think I'm on a cell phone conversation and don't realize I'm hosting an internet radio show.
Do you have the phone up to your ear just to perpetrate the myth?
No.
Wow, okay. Very cool. Well,
so I think maybe they think either I'm on a hands-free...
Which is possible.
Or I'm fucking crazy.
Which is very possible.
See, I don't know if homeless people are on hands-free radios anymore, or cell phones. So I don't know who's on the phone and who's just talking to themselves.
Who's a fucking bum that's crazy and who's actually on the phone talking to people. So what's the gas prices down there in Houston?
Oh, right now, the lowest I've seen has been $2.03. The average around here is about $2.09 to $2.11. And some people are still stuck at about $2.37.
Jesus, what a swing.
Yeah.
What a real big swing. All right, a year ago...
And they're going to go up even further.
Yeah.
Because we're about to enter into a gas crunch in the southeast.
Nice.
Because of ethanol.
Oh, yes. And as a matter of fact, I posted that up on the Spank Wagon site.
Yes, you did. Now, you want to know something really funny?
Yeah, what's that?
Last month, 9Volt, I was talking to him through chat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm looking at a new job.
They're coming for you.
He's going to be a conductor.
Conductor of what?
And they're hiring up for the railroad.
Really?
Yeah, he says they're hiring a bunch of conductors and shit to a couple of cars. Hold on. Fire truck. There we go. No, he says they're hiring a shitload of conductors.
For the Illinois, at the Illinois Central?
Yeah. Mm. I'm pretty sure it's Illinois Central.
If it is,
because they're building a shitload of new ethanol plants.
I'll have to let him know, you know, because that's what my dad did. My dad was a conductor for the Illinois Central.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the East End of Waterloo.
I was actually going to go to Union Pacific because they were hiring for the same position, but you're the fucking hours, man.
Well, you see, the thing when you work for the railroad, you're always on call. There's never a time when you're down. You look at the board, and if your name is in a certain, you know, you got your job assignments, when that train is ready to roll, they call you and say, okay, you're ready to go. So I remember as a kid, my dad had a railroad pager. Now, that thing was the size of, you know, probably of like three encyclopedias taped together.
Oh, God.
Because that thing was huge. It didn't display numbers. It just went off. And then my dad knew to call a specific number to call and find out what his assignment was when he had to be heading out. So, yeah, there was always what we called the grip. I remember this when I was a kid. And as a matter of fact, I think we still have a grip in the house not unpacked. It's one of those things that we're just not comfortable and ready to touch yet. But basically, it was a monster duffel bag. I mean, this thing was a body toter. You know what I'm saying? Eight heads, okay? But it had enough clothes and enough stuff for my dad for at least a week, guaranteed. But
you never knew how long he's going to be away for.
Never knew, because he would go out, and he would be out for 3 days, maybe back. He'd be out for a week and maybe back. Because you'd have to run these lines.
And I was actually going to do that, but, you know, like I say, I found the mystery of love, and I'd rather be with my woman than out in the middle of fucking nowhere switching tracks.
Right. Now, the thing is, virtual one here, it goes, conductor engineer. Conductor is the dude that walks the passenger trains and takes the tickets. Absolutely not. Because when you're actually talking about a conductor...
No ticket.
When you're talking about a conductor in a freight railroad, you're actually talking about someone that makes sure that everything's together, all the ship...
They got to break cars across.
That's brakemen. There's all kinds of different jobs. There's brakemen, there's switchmen. As Duke says, switchmen make them wreck. Mostly, yes. You know, but the conductor, what they're responsible for is they're responsible for making sure all the proper freight is lined up. They're responsible for making sure everything is there. You know, all the right cars with all the right shipments and all the right manifests are all together.
Right.
So, you know, that's what a conductor really does for the railroad, for a freight railroad like the Illinois Central. Because the Illinois Central sold off their passenger freight down to New Orleans I can't remember what it was, but they sold them off to a railroad that ran out of New Orleans back in the 60s. As a matter of fact, there's a very famous country song about that exchange.
Is that the one where he goes to pick his mama up in the rain, but she gets by a train?
No, I'm sure that's a Union Pacific song. Anyhow.
I feel that's going to happen one day.
Probably.
My mom's going to get out of prison and get hit by a train.
Splat. A year ago, if you asked Chicago Area Motorists if they'd be thrilled to see the price of gas dip to $2.30, you probably would have gotten a puzzled look. But after an expensive summer and fall, the prices of the holiday weekend took a downright low. The average price of gas of a gallon of unleaded gas in the Chicago area of last Friday was $2.30. And people ate it up like it was fucking great.
We predicted this years ago.
We predicted
it.
We called
it. They would raise prices so high that when they dropped them, what they can, you know, by a substantial rate of at least like 50 cents to a dollar, people would see that as a sign of relief and be complacent about it.
Very, very, very sad circumstance indeed. Because, you know, you should never be complacent over this shit.
I understand. I agree.
So I want to point out that, you know, we predicted this years ago, folks. When the gas prices here got up to what? I think they got up to $1.70. And we said, you know, when it goes down, it'll only go down to about, you know, $2.30, and then people will be very content with paying $2.30 a gallon. No one will think about it. No one will care.
Shit, you and I even at one point were paying $3 a gallon.
Yeah, I mean, over $3 for a little while there.
Let me ask you a question. What are gas prices in Vegas looking like?
Right now, they're about $2.20 at the lowest, and at the highest, they're about $2.45.
Right. Because what happened was when I left Vegas, I was paying like $1.90 a gallon. And I come down here and the show's like $2.37.
Wow. See, now, why is the gas so expensive there? You're there with the refineries. You should be the cheapest fucking gas on the planet.
Dude.
Sure, there's purchasing.
I would have thought the same thing.
I mean, yeah, you got to think of purchasing and things of that nature, but still, you're there.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I thought the same thing. I thought it'd be like some urban cowboy shit where fucking the streets were paved with gold and crude. Guess not.
Apparently not. All right. I'm looking at the clock, and I'm realizing I got a couple things I got to get done by the show.
You got a lot of stuff to get done. A
lot of stuff. So let's take care of this right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time in Spank Wagon Radio where we point out that someone passed away. We're giving them the Dead Celebrities
of the Week.
You sprung a leak there.
I have people staring at me.
Perfect. Longtime broadcaster Kurt Gowdy passes away at 86. He was the smooth voice of sports history, a welcome companion who brought listeners Ted Williams' last home run before he had his head frozen or shrunk. He broadcasted at the first Super Bowl and dozens of dramatic moments from that point on. Kurt Gowdy died Monday of leukemia.
Wow. Kurt Gowdy, we hardly cared about you.
He announced 13 World Series, 16 All-Star Baseball Games, numerous Rose Bowls, and the 1976 Montreal Olympics. Ladies and gentlemen, your Dead Celebrity of the Week, Kurt Gowdy. Anyhow, he's
tragic.
Dead. Yeah, totally.
I don't know who the fuck he is.
He was an announcer. I mean, he was one of those sports announcers. You know if you heard him, because I heard an audio clip online, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that's the guy. All right, that makes sense.
Impersonate him.
I can't impersonate him.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
If he sounds unique and distinct enough for you to, like, understand or identify,
but,
you can do it.
Okay, dude, why don't you go ahead? I mean, it's not like you doing a Hunter S. Thompson or me doing Kermit the fucking Frog, okay? You know, it's a little different because it's not a character voice or, well, I still think Thompson's voice was slightly character voice, but that's another story altogether.
What? You have to see Brexit.
There. Yeah. So you broke up there a little bit. Don't worry about it. Now, one other thing to kind of go before we go to the next bit that has to be done.
Wow.
This Saturday.
Saturday.
Expect the world to tilt on its axis and fly into the sun because we will, by estimates, we will hit the population on this planet of 6.5 billion people.
Man.
6.5 billion. 300 million alone in the United States. Other countries like China where they have like a billion people or whatever.
Right.
You know? That's some scary shit. If you really think about that.
Why would you just need a pox?
Say, well, we're getting that. I mean, what do you think the fucking bird flu is? That's the pox. You know, that's going to be the big cleansing, if you will. You know, they're already talking about it being in Europe, but I don't see it being as big of a deal in Europe as it is in those fucking overpopulated Asian countries.
Well, no. I mean, Europeans right now, Czechoslovakia, I think it is, are selling healing anti-bird flu bottled water.
Actually, that's in Turkey.
Is it Turkey?
I want to say that was actually in Turkey where they're selling the healing bird flu anti-bird flu water. So.
Right.
Just saying. All right.
Crazy ass people.
Wow, I can't believe how fast the show's actually started to just fly by. So.
That's because my greatness is present.
Whatever you say, Captain Bandwidth. All right, so I think we need to do this.
I'm in with the out crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for that other bit that everybody likes to wait around for. It's time for...
Mad Pro...
You used to have people around you, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what
I
we're
can't
gonna
just scream shit out.
You just want to, though, right? You know you want to. Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. So
trust me, those words don't always work.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give anybody who's been hanging out with us in the chat room, we're gonna give you mad props. So first, let's give mad props to Ikari.
Mad props.
Josh XIR.
Mad props.
Tech Freak.
Mad props.
The Juke.
Mad props.
Virtual One.
Mad props.
And Sam.
Mad props.
Now, Little Timmy and Bear Bear were here in the chat room, but since they left, they don't get shit.
Shit, I left too. I don't expect it.
And, of course, we have two people that just joined up right the fuck now. You don't get fucking mad props. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And if I can say this, probably one of the most technically elite radio shows ever.
You know what? I feel damn safe in saying that.
You know, I mean, we pulled this off, and, you know, for those of you who haven't caught us since the beginning, we have Claude Balls, you know, former co-host, guest hosting tonight. Filling in for Murphy.
1,500 miles away.
1,500 miles away, and he sounds like he's damn near calling me long distance.
Yeah. I'm actually very surprised. I honestly can't wait to hear the podcast of this.
You know, if the audio comes across as good as I think it will, this podcast will rock. So, you know, that's always a huge bonus. As a matter of fact, I'm going to probably start wrapping up the show. So let me just say this. Claude, when are you going to get your next blog out?
Well, I'm going to go home tonight and sleep because I'm up on 3 hours sleep after being out with Ginny last night.
Well,
and my first day at the new job.
Nice.
But I'm probably going to shoot for hopefully Sunday night. I've got the final chapter of Blog 1. I've got the misadventures of Houston. And I'll include a little bit about how I ended up meeting Ginny, which you are actually responsible for, too. You and Murphy.
Yes, Murphy and myself. So that'll be very good reading. So, Claude, what we're going to do...
Yes, I'm in love.
Yeah, we're learning about how much in love you are when you stop having sex to check an eBay auction.
I did not check that eBay auction. I simply remembered it was there and went back to doing what I was doing.
Okay, so not that the oven was on. No, no, no. Not that there was the iron on. No, no, no. Not even that you realized that the border immigrants were tunneling underneath your particular apartment. No, no, no.
It wasn't an apartment. It was at her house.
No, okay, her house. It was fucking eBay. All right, Claude, I appreciate this.
Not a problem, Trench. As always, it has been great to be here.
And you have an awesome, awesome night, sir, because I think it's going to be time to wrap this stuff up soon.
You know, it probably will. Hey, I'll give you a call after the show's over, too.
All right, give me a little bit, though, okay?
Oh, not a problem.
Sounds good. All right. Catch you later.
Trench, everyone, have a good evening. I'm going to drop off.
Bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so we had Claude Balls with us on the show. You gotta love when shit works like that. And Juke points out he sounded like he was in a fucking space helmet. Well, he was using the built-in microphone on his Macintosh iBook, so that's why he sounded like that. And that's why we heard everybody around him and whatnot. Looking at the clock, though, I think it's time for this. Thank you. You have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You have been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I've been your host, Trencher, and we just let go of Claude Balls, the co-host tonight, the guest host filling in for Murphy. I do have a lot of people I want to thank for helping me get out there, helping me get what this show is out to the rest of the world. Want to say a huge thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to play in their studios. A big, big thank you for our syndicates, Flash FM, from the country that gave us the ukulele version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. Big thank you to KC Host and the Juke. Big thank you to Livid Radio, because they're angry motherfuckers. Big thank you to Mega Rock, because they just rock, and Extreme Radio for being our syndicates. Also, a big thank you to some of our friends. Hell, all of our friends, for as all as I know. Big thank you to All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP.net. Again, I've been your host, Trencher, and you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Remember, if we're not live, we're in the archive, and you can check us out by subscribing to the podcast. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the podcast link, and get there. And a big thank you to podcast.lvrocks.com for doing that for us. All right, folks, we will be back again next week. Check your syndicate for listings. Have a good night.